ondertussen wordt er druk georganiseerd om de namen zo meteen voor te gaan lezen. Oh, zijn we er nog? Ja, ik geloof dat ze nog live zijn. Hallo.
Hallo.
We zijn live op Radio Patapoe.
Op radio?
Patapoe.
Patapoe. Oh, dat ken ik niet.
Maar nou, heel leuk. Bij deze dan. Vrije radio.
Ja.
Dus ja. Wat doe jij hier dan eigenlijk?
Nou, ik ben een van de mede-organisatoren.
Okay. Ja, dus ik ben een van de hoofdschuldigen.
Nog niet, maar wat niet is, kan nog komen.
Ja,
nee, ik ben betrokken bij Kappen met Kolen.
Ja.
Dus wij zijn hier al 2,5 jaar bezig. Gewoon hier in het Westelijk Havengebied, ook hier bij Hesbulk. Er is nog een kolenterminal, Rietlanden, een stukje verderop.
Ja.
Dus die hoeveelheid kolen die hier worden overgeslagen, dat is niet misselijk.
Nee, zeker.
Ja, en het gaat. Veel mensen weten dat niet. Die denken, we zijn in Nederland goed bezig. En we hebben nog.
Als je naar IJmuiden gaat, kom je op een gegeven moment langs een landschap. Het is echt super. Ik vind het echt bizar mooi, het landschap.
Mm.
Wat het creëert. Maar dat is het enige. Het allerenigste is het schilderijtje.
Ja. Ja,
en
nou ja.
Mooie grijs-zwart tinten met paars af en toe. En de zon erbij. En glimmend, spiegelend.
Ja.
Het is echt bizar mooi.
Oké. Ja,
ik zie. Dit is echt waar. Als je daar een schilder op zou zetten, die zouden echt. Dat is echt het enige. En voor de rest is het alleen maar vieze, gore trek die de wereld kapot maakt.
Ja, dat is het. Dat verhaal wat we net ook gehoord hebben van de destructie die het aanricht. En dat is een lijntje dat loopt gewoon deze kolen die hier. Kolen die hier liggen, die komen gewoon rechtstreeks uit Colombia. En die hebben daar echt een spoor van verwoesting aangericht. En die schepen die komen hier aan, de oceaanschepen komen hier aan, wordt uitgeladen, het gaat de trein in, het gaat boot in. Het grootste gedeelte gaat naar Duitsland, omdat we in IJmuiden heb je natuurlijk Tata, is een groot verbruiker van kolen.
Ja.
We hebben nog inmiddels 3 kolencentrales over, dat is vooral backup, zeg maar, voor als er te weinig wind en zon is. Dus wat dat betreft is Nederland niet zo'n hele grote gebruiker van kolen, maar we zijn wel een grote speler in die doorvoer naar Duitsland.
Ja.
Dat gaat echt om miljoenen tonnen steenkool per jaar. En in Duitsland staan gewoon nog heel veel kolencentrales, staalindustrie die je daar hebt. Dus dat zijn echt geen misselijke hoeveelheden. Dus Nederland is gewoon een cruciale schakel in die internationale kolenketen.
Ja, ze zeggen wel dat het slecht gaat met Duitsland. Maar voordat dat ophoudt met die kolen, moet er wel echt een heel groot ongeluk gebeuren, volgens mij.
Ja, nou, ik sprak net iemand die zei, laten we hopen dat de economie snel instort. Hè, met alles wat er nu in de wereld aan de gang is. Want dat is voor het klimaat. Voor het klimaat zou dat beter zijn.
Weet je, een van de feiten is toch ook wel dat de Russische economie gewoon opgeleverd is. Omdat die gewoon een vloeiende oorlogsindustrie hebben.
De mensen met geld winnen altijd.
Ja, dat is.
He, de bezittende klasse.
Kijk, vanuit de VS worden er nu met zoveel miljarden tegelijk gesmeten. Ja. Alle kanten op.
En dus de mensen, de gevestigde belangen, die winnen altijd, rechtsom of linksom.
Uiteindelijk is er maar één winnaar en dat zijn wij.
Het volk, hè?
Oh shit, zei ik en wij? Nee, wacht even. Oh, ik weet niet meer. Nee, ik ben een beetje in de war soms.
Oh, ja, ja.
Ik raak gedesoriënteerd van al dat asfalt en beton en zo.
Ja. Nou ja, het is dit gebied hier, word je ook niet vrolijk van. Het is sowieso.
Ik was op weg hierheen, joh. Ik kan daar niet zo goed tegen als het zo dichtbij is, al dat beton en zo. Dus dan ga ik een beetje in zo'n ander straatje.
Ja.
Maar dan kom je aan de hoek om en dan, shit, waar ben ik nou weer beland, weet je wel?
Er hangt een hele lichte, misselijkmakende geur. Het is geen hele sterke geur, maar ik sta hier nou een uur en het wordt langzaam. Ik probeer wat te eten. Die smerigheid is hier. Het is ook alles fossiel wat de klok slaat. Ja. Dus er wordt altijd geroepen dat we zo lekker bezig zijn. Maar als ik hier om me heen kijk. Het is gas, het is olie, het is kolen. Het zijn raffinaderijen, krakers. Weet ik veel wat voor verwerking.
Beetje mis met krakers, hè? Krakers door.
Goed. Hoe heten die dingen? Naftaleen krakers. Chemische krakers.
Criminele krakers.
Criminele krakers, inderdaad. Dus het is uiteindelijk draait het hier nog. Er staat er ergens, heeft Shell een biomassa dingetje staan. Dan kan je ook afvragen van biomassa
geurtje.
Natuurlijk.
Ja, dat is een geurtje.
Ja. Maar uiteindelijk draait die hele economie gewoon nog op fossiel.
Biomassa is ook gewoon 100% destructie, toch? Alleen het is wel
niet 100%. Tempo. Het is 10% is het bijstook. Dus oorspronkelijk was die. Maar dat is, daar trappen we allemaal massaal in. Hè? Oorspronkelijk zei ze, weet je, ja, we hebben nog een beetje biomassa afval over. Hè? Ja. Dat doen we bij die kolencentrales. Ja, daar gebeurt er nog wat mee. Op zich een goed idee.
Maar vallen als die kolen, nou bossen gaat kappen,
ja,
om,
wat, ga je bossen kappen om dat wegvallen van die kolen te compenseren.
Bossen in Polen en zo.
Dat is ongelooflijk. Dus nu importeren we inderdaad hout om hier groen biomassa te verstoken.
En van die groen.
Ja, van die illusie moeten we af. Hè. Ja. En we moeten ook eens gaan sturen op die uitstoot. Hè. Die CO2-uitstoot, de methaanuitstoot, die moet omlaag. Het heeft geen zin om elektrisch te gaan rijden. Het heeft geen zin om een zonnepaneel te installeren.
Nee, we moeten minder.
Ja, ja, uiteindelijk. En hè, minder onnodige zooi.
Ja.
Hè, niet minder essentiële zaken. Maar...
En een beetje reorganiseren, zodat het... Weet je, die weg met de agro-industrie en gewoon, hoe zeg je dat, sustainable landbouw.
Ja.
Een landbouw die zichzelf hernieuwt.
Ja, nee, gewoon kleinschalig.
Stoppen met de menselijke poep weggooien en in chemische fabrieken stoppen om dan weer uit te zuiveren en zo.
Ja, ja, ja.
Menselijke poep, dat is het stikstofgat.
Ja,
daarom moeten we zoveel stikstof importeren met al die kankers. Met die rottige soja en kolen en olie.
Ja.
Dat moet allemaal geïmporteerd worden, omdat wij onze poep weggooien.
Ja, ja. Nou, ja, het hele systeem, daar klopt gewoon helemaal niks van. Die energieintensieve, al die grote industrieën natuurlijk, dat is uiteindelijk wat het meest schadelijk is.
Ja.
En daar profiteren maar heel weinig mensen van. Alleen de aandeelhouders en het grootkapitaal. Een paar mensen die hebben daar slecht betaalde banen voor, maar die kunnen veel betere banen voor in de plaats komen.
Ja. Waarom moet je een economie zo organiseren dat je miljardairs en slaven hebt? Het is helemaal niet nodig.
Ja, ja, ja. Nou ja, dat is, dat is de vrije markt. Als je die markt niet reguleert, dan ga je monopolies krijgen.
Ja,
en
daarom hebben we... Het summum van het neoliberale kapitalisme hebben. Het is inmiddels nog wel bewezen, dacht ik, dat het niet zo goed is.
Nee, en dat die vrije markt dus uiteindelijk ook helemaal niet vrij is, omdat die gekaapt wordt door het grootkapitaal. Ja. Dus een markt moet juist gereguleerd worden.
Zolang mensen geloven dat geld hetzelfde is als macht of zo, en dat als je meer hebt, dat je dan beter bent. Ja, zolang dat zo is, er zijn nog veel te veel mensen die een stijve piebel krijgen van die klote Musk.
Nou ja, daar is wel een masker afgevallen natuurlijk de afgelopen week.
Ze vinden hem nog steeds leuk hoor, geloof ik.
Ja, nou je hebt nu Tesla schaamte geloof ik, hè? De mensen die zich schamen.
Dat is alleen maar een nominaal dingetje hoor, dat is voor Facebook of zo. Dan kan je een hartje zetten.
Ja, nee, maar het is
daar heb ik zo'n scheidhekel aan dat klikactivisme. Daar moeten we echt een eet aan maken.
dat is het.
Met al die fucking sociale media. Ja. Zijn ze fascistoïde platforms geworden? Ga weg.
Ga de straat op.
Ja,
we zijn de strijd aan het verliezen.
Ja,
hè?
Er moet nu massaal de straat op. Ja, er moet echt iets gebeuren. Kijk, godverdomme naar Servië. Hè, ze er genoeg van.
En je kan een verschil maken.
Allen, weet je wat die zijn gaan doen? Die zijn gewoon gaan stilstaan.
Ja, dat is het. Als we met genoeg mensen zijn en we zeggen, we gaan gewoon niet aan het werk. We gaan gewoon hier zitten.
Ja.
We gooien gewoon zand in die machine.
Kappen.
Ja, dan kan het tot stilstand komen. Die macht hebben we. Als individu denk je, wat kan ik doen?
Ja,
maar als massa, wij hebben de kracht van de massa. Ja, en daarmee kunnen we inderdaad de boel tot stilstand brengen. Ja. En ook, als je klikt, dan gebeurt er niks.
Nee.
Als je klikt en je bent er niet mee.
Nee, dan wordt er een of andere miljardair rijker.
Maar als je de straat op gaat, als je de straat op gaat...
Duizend bedrijven krijgen informatie dat jij ergens op geklikt hebt en hoe oud je bent. Weet ik veel. Ja, dat is wat er gebeurt.
Je speelt ze alleen maar in de kaart.
Ja,
ja, je verliest altijd. Nee, maar gewoon inderdaad, niet meedraaien in het systeem.
Nee.
Ga de straat op, leg je werk neer. Want we zijn aan het verliezen.
Ja.
En als we dit... We kunnen allemaal achterover leunen en erover klagen en zeggen, wat is dit erg. Maar dan gaat er zeker niks gebeuren.
Dus, wat kunnen wij nou doen? Ja, de straat op. De straat op. Kijk om je heen, kijk waar er wat gebeurt. Ja. Sluit je aan.
Ja, organiseer je inderdaad.
Ja.
Don't panic, organize.
Er gebeurt een hoop.
Ja, en, maar niet genoeg.
En een hoop zit verscholen in die fucking sociale media. Maar daarvoor hebben we dus andere platformpjes, zoals acties.todon.nl.
Oké, kijk eens aan.
Dat is een soort stofzuigertje die staat op de sociale media gericht. En die pakt daar de interessante acties uit.
Oké,
En die zet die dan in de vrije wereld.
Ja. Oké, hoe heet dat nog een keer?
Acties.
Acties.
Todon.
Punt Todon. Oké.
Todon, dat is van Mastodon, weet je wel.
Ah, zo, ja.
Dus daar kan je, kan er ook lid van worden en alles en zo. En dan kan je jezelf laten bedelven onder allerlei kwaliteitsstront is het dan, zeg maar.
Ja. Oké, ik ga nou even een boterhammetje eten. Want straks is soms
dat is wel een goed idee trouwens.
Weer voorbij. Ja, en dan moeten we ons voorbereiden.
Hoe zit het met het verdere programma eigenlijk? Want ik kwam te laat en ik weet niks.
Nou, we gaan zo steentjes weghalen
onder
het spoor. En per steentje noemen we een naam.
Ja.
We hebben een lijst met 1000 namen van
1000.
Ja, verdwenen en vermoorde mensen in Colombia. En dat is nog maar
mijnbouw gerelateerde
paramilitairen in opdracht van de Glencores, van de Drummonds, van die grote kolenbedrijven.
En ik zie twee dus kruisen staan.
Met de steentje willen we hier een monumentje bouwen.
Ja.
Voor die slachtoffers, maar ook voor het einde hopelijk van het kolentijdperk. Ja, maar de politie...
Ze zijn aardig
is aanwezig. Dus dit is de vijfde keer dat we dit doen.
Ja, nou, ze hebben me ook de weg gewezen hoor. Toen ik de politie zag, dacht ik, kijk, nou weet ik waar het is.
Ja. Dus op het moment, als je steentjes weghaalt, dat is potentieel sabotage.
Ja.
Of vernieling van het spoor.
Sabotage komt van sabot, hè? Van klompen.
Ik heb het begrepen inderdaad.
Ja. Want vroeger kon je gewoon een machine stilzetten door er een klomp in te stoppen.
Ja, nou, dat
kan nog steeds.
Ja, dat willen we hier doen. Hè. Dus ik heb hier al heel vaak op het spoor gezeten om een trein tegen te houden.
Ja.
Maar dan word je gearresteerd.
Ja.
En dan vertrekt die trein uiteindelijk. Dus dit stukje spoor rijdt alleen een kolentrein.
Ja.
Hij komt leeg aan, hij vertrekt vol, hij rijdt stapvoets.
Ja.
En bij acties bellen we ook ProRail. ProRail is hier ook aanwezig, dus die weet hiervan. He, dus we willen juist geen gevaar veroorzaken, we willen gevaar voorkomen.
Ja.
Die kolen zijn gevaarlijk, daar moet een einde aan komen. Die moeten de oven niet ingaan.
Het grootste gevaar moeten we gewoon tegenhouden. Het
grootste gevaar moeten we tegenhouden. En we proberen nu, misschien niet kapot te maken, maar in ieder geval het spoor onklaar te maken. Tot het in ieder geval niet meer gebruikt.
Onbruikbaar.
Ja, op een hele elegante manier.
Ja, heel elegant,
en wij hopen dat de autoriteit ons onze gang laten gaan. Dat we minimaal 1000 steentjes weg kunnen halen.
Ja, want wat zijn 1000 steentjes?
Steentjes? En misschien nog, maar dat zijn in ieder geval 1000 namen.
Ja.
En als we door kunnen gaan, gaan we door. Maar er is een reële kans dat we aangehouden zullen worden. Ja, in ieder geval die mensen die steentjes... Heb je Frits al geïnterviewd voor radio?
Dat hoeft niet per se. Ik dacht even overleggen. Hè?
Ja.
Oh, dat moet overlegd worden. Maar ik wou nog één ding zeggen. Ik had net stiekem even geprobeerd, hè. Ik denk, die steentjes, dat is wel links. Ja, dus ik denk, probeer het even. Dus ik pak zo'n steentje op. En dat valt eigenlijk best mee. Ik heb hem wel weer snel teruggelegd hoor. Ik dacht van straks zien ze het. Hè? En dan ben ik opeens weg. Maar het is heel makkelijk.
In het begin.
Dus het goede nieuws is het heel
makkelijk. Maar die locomotieven en die treinen, dit zit vastgetrild. Dus als je een beetje dieper komt, zit het wat vast. En daar hebben we wel een simpel gereedschap ook voor.
Ja, schroevendraadje. Nou prima. Gaan jullie lekker overleggen. Dan ga ik... Jullie bent rust laten.
Ja.
Dankjewel.
Kijk, het wordt op.
Hello, it's Robin Lustig here, your host for BBC World Drama, showcasing the best drama from around the world. This week we have a drama documentary from New Zealand and the UK. Andrew Froggatt is what's known as a horse whisperer, though he himself insists there's really no such thing. He's based on a ranch on the beautiful east coast of the North Island in New Zealand. Here, he uses horses to help people find new ways of confronting issues within and beyond the workplace. The challenge can be anything from corporate team building to dealing with problem children. Inspired by an interview with him, the award-winning writer Tina Pepler has written a play to complement it, which explores the transformative power of his kind of work.
Being Brave, a drama documentary by Tina Pepler, with Barnaby Kay, Nicola Miles Wilden, and Ivan Kay.
They call it whispering. Really, it's more about listening. And listening isn't only with your ears. People who shout all the time aren't listening. People who talk when you're talking aren't listening. People who are only waiting for you to finish saying something so they can say what they want to say aren't listening. A deaf person can listen, you know.
Okay, my name's Andrew Froggatt. I'm pretty much a horse whisperer, even though I don't totally agree with the term. There's a lot of talk about horse whispering these days. No such thing as that, really. There's lots of movies, books, but what people mean by that term is someone that can read and understand a horse, and they are always talking to us in their own way all the time.
Where I live is inside my head. And inside my head, I can be in another world. No matter what's going on out there, there's a different story going on inside. In my story, the man is called Andrew. In the story in my head, not the story that you carry around with you and maybe wish you didn't, the one that's what you've done or what has happened to you. In that story out there, I met another man called Rob. And he gets into my head too and into my story and says things. But Andrew came first.
Through working with the horses, they're almost an emotional mirror of us, and that's something that the beauty of working with them is they give us some honest, immediate feedback. So, you know, they don't give us stuff who you are, what position you hold, what you're wearing. You can't buy them a coffee, you can't buy them, they're not interested in any of that stuff, and that's what makes them such a powerful teaching tool.
I went on the computer. Peter was out. Sometimes when I skip school, I don't know what to do with myself. It isn't skipping because I have other plans. The computer was sleeping, and I woke it up. And there was this page still there about something to do with horses, and it was a YouTube page. Sarah, my aunt, used to have her own horse. Mum used to tell me about it, when they were young. She didn't love horses, but Sarah did. And I clicked, just because I was bored. And there he was. And I watched. And I listened.
A lot of the problem horses we get here are a little bit like people, quite shut down mentally. And they go quite within themselves. A lot of the ones that have been abused by people, they don't want to make eye contact or anything like that. So it's really important to sort of get in and praise them and get them to like you and rub them a lot and get them to really want to try for you and feel more confident around you. So that whole praise thing, I just can't emphasize enough.
My dad left when I was very young. Sometimes I can't remember all of his face. But I always remember the look across his eyes and the way he turned his head and the shape of his shoulders when he walked. And the man with the horses, he looked like that across his eyes and he turned like that and walked like that. And especially he walked like that when he was showing people what he can do with horses. In the video, the people all watch him like they never want to watch anyone else. Like I used to watch my dad. And the horses look so happy and so free, even though they aren't wild.
Some horses are natural characters. Other horses where you've got a horse owner that's not a huge personality themselves, the horses are often the same. If you've got a bit of a sour sort of a person, the horses are always a bit ears backy and a bit snaky and a bit unhappy looking. So I sort of niggle at them sometimes, almost come in and rub them and rub their eyes and play with them and play with their lips and tickle them and get them to play back. I liken it a little bit to a person where you can niggle at a person until they crack, laugh or cry. Same sort of thing if they're in a bit of a bad mood or if they're looking a bit serious or if they're looking a bit tense or worried by maybe holding their mouth really tight, holding some anxiousness or worry in there, and all of a sudden they're looking for you, and when you walk off they're focusing on you and they want to be around you, so that's a big thing.
The YouTube man's voice, Andrew's voice that is different because he doesn't live here. He lives a long way away on the other side of the world where they talk like that, and he won't come here, which is sad, but that's why I don't mind when I hear him sometimes in my mind.
She skipped school.
Oh.
I thought she'd run away again.
Oh.
Then I found she's just been sitting at the computer all day.
Did you ask her about it?
Of course. She ignored me.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry.
It's not you, Sarah. I just wish I could ever get some sense that she might start to behave like she wants to be here. I mean, if she was halfway civil.
I know.
Both stories are true. The one in my head and the one out there. Because there are different kinds of true, and pretending isn't always lying. and a horse knows the difference, especially Brave. Brave is called Brave, and he is. Sometimes, in my mind, I feel like I'm a horse. It sounds mad, but it's only a story. Like a dream. Like a novel that someone writes. Like a television show that you watch as if it was your life or the life of someone you know. Like a story of something happening to someone famous and you don't know them, but you believe their story. Like things some people believe in when they go to church or a mosque or a synagogue. If that's true for them, then my story can be true for me. And I can feel like I'm a horse whenever I like, and then nothing bothers me. And Brave can understand, so that's all right. And Brave is called Brave, and he is. And my story is for him, because he taught me how to be like a horse. When I'm thinking and feeling like a horse, I feel happy. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, then I remember that I can go into being like a horse whenever I like. And then I feel all right, and I can sleep and dream.
Before she came to live with us, she'd been in trouble at school, bunking off, running away even. She'd been excluded from two schools. If she doesn't settle, I don't know what we'll do.
We've had worse than that.
She may refuse to come.
Try telling her you don't think it's a good idea.
Really?
Counter suggestion. I use it with the horses too. Some of the kids we get here, I reckon knowing that the parents are against it, it's probably the only reason they agree to come and not bunk off.
I'm her aunt.
Even so.
And I should tell you that her mother,
my
sister...
I'd rather know as little as possible about her.
You don't want to know the background?
I find it's more effective to deal with what is and not with the history.
Are you sure?
Give me a number and I can call you if I need to.
I can pretty much tell now, after doing this for so long, when people do walk through the gate, I can work them out pretty quick. Often... probably by the way they carry themselves and their energy is the big thing. The more laid back the person, the more I can sort of work out how they will be with their horse, or if they're quite a high energy person that flies straight up to me even and just shakes my hand, I know, right, you're going to be a nightmare with the horse. You're going to freak these horses out and you're going to not even be aware of it. So yeah, you get really quick at making those judgments.
What's the point of knocking if you don't wait for an answer?
You've remembered it's Archie's birthday, have you, Greg? Drinks tonight?
I don't have time for birthdays.
Oh, of course you don't.
Speaking of which, what's this in my diary about Wales?
It's the team personal development course.
Oh, God, not that again.
It's no good moaning. You know it has to be done. Head office commands.
Bloody head office.
Go on, you'll love it.
I won't.
It's with horses this time.
What?
Team building, using horses. It's near the coast, not far from Tenby. Tenby's lovely.
Sophie, please tell me you're not serious.
It's called A Look Within.
In Wales?
Yes. It's got great reviews. Apparently, people who go on it have the highest memory recall of any course they've ever done. And it took much less time for them to learn.
They wanted to get out of Wales, that's why.
Wales is very beautiful.
Learn what, exactly?
Communication, relationships, leadership skills, problem solving.
Oh, no, that's it. I've heard enough. I'm not going.
Greg, it's the team outing. You've got to.
I hate team outings.
If you don't, they'll think there's something wrong.
Well, they'd be right. There's clearly something wrong with my company, wasting time and money on some half-baked, touchy-feely...
If anyone round here needs a course in communication styles, Greg, it's you.
People communicate far too much, if you ask me.
Talk about having a closed mind.
You sound like my wife.
Poor woman.
Sophie...
Come or don't come, I don't care, it's your funeral.
I've got more important things to do.
Oh, forget it.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I really don't know why I bother. Oh.
Most of his business is with corporate team building, but he's just started taking on problem kids.
A horse whisperer?
Yes.
When I was young, you got punished for missing school. Not sent on a lovely day out.
For God's sake, Peter, her mother's only...
Yes, and I'm sorry, but it's been nearly 2 years. Alice has to learn that life moves on. We've got our own problems. We've got decisions to make.
I know.
And with her moods and her constantly being in trouble and never a moment, let alone an evening when there isn't something...
I know.
My mum was different when my dad was around. She laughed then. We had a dog. We did things at the weekend. A long time ago, we used to visit my gran. Since my dad went away, we didn't go anymore. Gran said I always knew things people didn't talk about. She said it would get me into trouble sometimes, especially if I said about it. I think that's why Peter doesn't like me.
Every time anything gets difficult, she runs away, just like a mother.
Peter, how can you say that?
I don't think humouring her is helping her.
How exactly am I humouring her?
I didn't sign up for this, Sarah.
Just one more try. She's worth that.
You're wasting your time. She won't go. She'll disappear when it's time to leave. She'll sulk and refuse to speak if you do get her there. She'll probably bite the bloody animals and she'll run away like she always does.
I heard. It was like with Mum and Dad before Dad went away, shouting and fighting. If I hadn't been listening that day when I heard them talking about it, I might not have gone. He only had to say I wouldn't do something, and I'd do it. When I was little, when Dad was there, 7 o'clock breakfast, 7:30 school time, everything happened when it should. Peter's the one who goes on about discipline. But before I lived with him and Sarah, I was better that way. As if going on about discipline and stuff and how I was always late or lazy or slow or rebellious or stupid made me be all those things. Then came the horses, and then began my inside story, inside my head. Or maybe it was there before, but I didn't know it because the outside story was louder.
You're home.
Is there anything to eat?
Oh, not. How's your day been, Joe?
How's your day been, Joe?
Well, I decided to take up violin, and David told me he wanted to be a monk.
Really?
And today a polar bear arrived in the back garden while I was hanging out the washing.
What are you talking about?
I'm just testing to see if you're listening.
Don't be silly.
In case there was something important I had to say to you.
Such as?
Such as, should we go dancing one evening this week?
Joe, are you all right?
Or I'm having triplets.
I get this kind of stuff at the office. I don't need it here as well.
I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Triplets isn't funny.
Aunts.
Aunt.
Tell me about your day.
I was at work.
I know that.
I spent a lot of time on the phone to one of our investors.
That's not your job.
I know that.
Is someone off sick?
Nope.
A very significant investor?
Yes.
So?
So, it's a sensitive situation. I didn't want the staff to be aware.
Did you make progress?
Maybe. It's hard to tell in between the distractions.
I phoned. They said everyone had gone to a party?
I wasn't taking calls.
You didn't go to the party?
No.
What was it?
The party. Archie's birthday.
Oh, you should have gone. You like Archie.
I don't think he likes me very much.
I think he used to.
Maybe. How's David?
He's gone to bed. We thought we might see you at the PTA meeting.
It was tonight.
That's why I called. I left a message reminding you. There are other things, Greg.
I feel responsible for them.
I know you do.
And for you.
And it's a lovely house and I have everything a woman could want. Except I don't have you.
What? When the hell do I have time to have an affair?
No, I don't mean affairs. I mean...
I know what you mean.
Look, when you're here, you might as well not be.
Joe.
I thought I'd take David to my mother's for a while.
What?
I need some company.
I want to see him before you go.
You can see him in the morning. If you can stay long enough.
I have a meeting.
Right then.
He's my son too. You can't just...
He's scared of you.
He is not.
He is.
Why would he be scared of me?
He's not good with strangers.
I'm hardly a stranger.
And you shout a lot.
How long would you be gone?
I'm not sure.
Joe.
Yes?
How did this happen?
You tell me.
It's important that when it's your turn in the round yard, you'll be there with just me and the horse you're going to be working with.
I don't talk like the others do. I don't like what they like. I don't like drinking. It messes with your head. And there's enough mess in my head already. At school, the teachers have always thought I was one of them. Which is funny, really, because the off-their-head ones think I'm weird and they don't talk to me. Wish I could still talk to my mum.
Okay, Alice, I want you to spend a bit of time looking at the horses. Just get a sense of them as best you can, then tell me which one you feel drawn to.
They're big. So big. They smell funny. Different. I can hear their breathing. They sort of snort. Like they've got something stuck somewhere up their noses. The noses look soft. Darker than the rest of their face. We'd look funny with dark noses like that. More their mouth, really. That's more the dark bit. I don't feel drawn. I want to go away.
And they cannot reach you. Don't worry. Just get used to being near them. Take your time. No hurry.
How far would I have to run? How long would it take them to find me?
That one there is called Blue. We found him in a shocking state. Skinny, covered in sores, touch and go whether he's alive. He's too old for racing now, but here he's got something he can do.
Does he like it?
He loves it. They're herd animals, Alice. They want to be with other horses. They want to work and run and keep busy.
He's not watching me. Watches the horses instead. Doesn't care what I'm doing. He's watching me another way. Watching without looking at me.
The little one's called Rock. The other one that won't stop running around, he's called Bullet.
I can feel what he's doing. Watching without looking.
Got any questions?
What about that one? On the far side.
Well, the one on his own?
Yes.
Do you think he's the leader?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
How can you be the leader if you don't join in?
That's an interesting question.
What's his name?
Brave. Yeah, I know. He doesn't look very brave, does he? I'll call him over, shall I?
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Brave will be more wary of you than you are of him. Now, he's not going to want you to come near either. Come on, Brave.
He walks into the middle of the yard, and all the horses run up to him. They want to be with him. All except Brave, who stays at the other side.
Sophie, how was your evening?
Good. Yours?
Oh, marvellous.
Good. See you later.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, about the trip.
Yes, about the trip.
Brian is very pleased. He had money on you not coming. He'll probably want to thank you himself.
Oh, really?
He said he wouldn't blame you. Anything called a look within, and you'd have to check to see if there was anything within to look at.
I was going to ask if it was too late to book in.
What?
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Now, here, I want you to put this on him.
What is it?
It's a head collar.
I don't know how to do that.
No, neither did I when I started.
I bet someone showed you.
Do you often make bets on things you don't know?
Sorry.
Now, go up to him, walk steadily, pretend you're not nervous at all.
Brave stands at the far side of the ring. I look at him. He looks at me. He's big, dark. Very dark brown. Huge. He keeps very still. He doesn't move, watches me. I hold the leather and metal thing. Don't know which end of it is which. The only thing I do know is that the horse will be able to tell that I don't know what I'm doing. This horse will know. Fear has a sound, and when I'm afraid, I hear that sound, and it drowns everything else, and I can't think, and it becomes all there is, and I can't do anything.
Alice? Alice?
Yes.
Why have you stopped? Breathe. Breathe slowly. Go on. Keep breathing slowly.
The fear sound. It started when my mum... When I thought she... When she was unhappy, I never felt safe and I was afraid. Then the fear sound came to live with me. It's always there. Even when it's silent. So I have to listen in between. Very carefully. And I hate it when the noise is so loud I can't hear other things.
Looks a bit jumpy, Alice. He'll be getting that from you. Don't think about being afraid. Think that maybe Brave is afraid. Focus on Brave.
I walk up closer to Brave. He looks at me, and his eyes are like he doesn't trust me. Doesn't know what I'm going to do. like he's ready to run. He's waiting and I don't know what he's going to do. And I want to run too. I stop. He waits. I have stopped breathing.
That's it. Gently put it over his head.
Here comes the fear. Here comes that noise. Like when Mum... Like when... In my head. In my ears. The noise. Rob said breathe slowly. Like he knew breathing would be hard. But I can't. The head collar. I raise it.
All right, Brave, take it easy. Alice, come back.
I told you.
Come back. You can certainly run. I usually only go that far for a horse.
Go away.
No.
Well, I'm not coming back.
It's a long way to anywhere else. And I know it's an obvious thing to say.
So why say it?
Running won't make it feel better.
What do you know?
I don't know much about you. I'll make a point of it.
What?
I don't let them tell me. What I found helps for me is if I talk to them.
That's mad.
Doesn't have to be out loud.
Talk about what?
Anything you think the horse will understand.
I don't know anything about horses.
When I get a horse here that's had a bad time...
Like Brave?
Yeah, like Brave. I start with acting as if I know nothing. I put out in my head anything I've been told about the horse, because that way I'll get to the story the horse needs me to know. I'm not reacting to a story someone else is telling me.
Doesn't that make it take longer?
Not really, because you get to the right place that way. Brave hasn't got a clue about who you are, or what you've done, or how your life has been. All he goes on is what and who you are right now. Past and future got no meaning for him.
Will he give me another chance?
As a way of a teaching tool, the horses, they're being used all over the world now with alcohol and drug counselling, anger management. They're so incredibly sensitive to everything. We do, so alcohol and drug counselling, for example, really, really big because they're picking up users when they're fooling counsellors. You know, the people are smooth-talking their way out of situations where the horse straight away, one look, knows that they're still using. There was one story over there, I think it was America actually, where that was exactly what happened. The counsellors were going, well, isn't this guy going well? He's charming, he's being polite, he's doing everything right. Well, they were using horses and he walked into the barn one day to saddle up a normally pretty quiet horse, and this horse turned around and tried to bite his head off, and everyone said, wow, that's not like this horse. And anyway, a week later he got released, and a week after that he ended up murdering his wife and young child. So he fooled the counsellors, but the horse, as soon as he walked into the barn that day, the horse said, no, you're not right.
Well, he isn't going to hurt you. You can't help being big.
Okay.
I walk up to Brave. He stands his ground. I can see in his eyes that he's still not sure. He looks at me and it's almost like he thinks I might not like him.
Go on. Get the head collar ready. Yeah, that way up. Steady. Now think about Brave, not about your fear.
And all of a sudden, I want him to be sure. I know I don't want him to be frightened. I don't want him to be frightened of me. Brave, I say to him inside. Please don't be scared. I look at him and say, inside, Brave, I'm scared too. Brave still stands away from me, and I know if I go close, he'll flare up again. And I breathe. Breathe. Slowly. Brave, I breathe to him. It's all right. And something changes in his look, and I can feel Rob being pleased, and Brave's look says I can go near. He lets me touch him, and I put the collar on him.
Good girl.
Is it all right?
It's a bit the wrong way on, but it doesn't matter. He's standing there. He's not running away.
What happens now?
Now I'll bring the others.
Oh, no, I don't...
Oh, yes. You're taking in turns to lead your horse round.
He brings everyone in together, and he gets us to make the horses go round, first with the lead, then without touching them. And Brave does everything I ask him to do. I don't have to say anything. He knows what I'm asking, because he knows.
We talk about them being a reflection of you, so the more casual, calm, cruisy, relaxed you are, the better they're going to be around you. Just try and act cool, project that confidence, but we've got to also learn to be assertive, and we're going to ask for things in a nice, quiet way, but if they don't happen, we're going to slowly get firmer in what we do.
I don't want to go home.
Well, you've changed your tune.
Oh, please, can I stay?
We're not set up for overnight stays, Alice.
I'll sleep in the barn.
I reckon your people at home would take a dim view of that.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, I've got work to do. Go on, scat. Your auntie will be here any minute.
What work?
Yeah, a business course. Team building. You'd hate it.
Through the car window, I can see Brave, standing by the fence on his own. I didn't say goodbye. I didn't know we were going so soon. I never know about time. Peter says it's because I'm being rebellious, or sometimes he says I'm being disrespectful. I get into trouble. I want to talk to Brave. I want to stay and talk to him.
Did you enjoy the day?
Yes.
That's good.
Can I go again?
We'll have to see.
That means no.
It means I can't promise.
I'll work. I'll pay you back.
What about school?
I don't like school.
You still have to go.
You used to ride.
I did.
Mum told me. She said you were good at it.
Did she?
You could come with me. We could go together.
I can tell Peter all about it.
Peter won't be interested.
Of course he will.
Why did you stop?
I don't know, really.
If you loved it.
The car starts to pull away. I keep watching Brave, standing on his own by the fence. Brave. Don't look back. He said there is no past and no future. What if you don't want to be in the now?
Another bank we worked with, they were keen to have a big session out here on the farm with their team because in banking they were very interested to see how the staff would be at the end of the day in regards to customer service. So they wanted us to get them really tired to see if they were still going to be as nice and polite as they were at the start. Really interesting, there was one particular guy at that bank.
Hello, Alice. You're home. How was it?
Good.
You were watching the New Zealand Horse Whisperer again?
Yeah.
Was it anything like that?
A bit.
Did you talk to the horses?
Not really. Not talk. It's more...
More what?
More listening. Or feeling.
So you listened?
Yeah. You get your own horse and you work with him.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
What was your horse like?
Big. Brown. With a dark nose. And he stays on his own a lot.
What's his name?
Brave.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed the day. It's good to do something different. I must admit, I was a bit sceptical at first.
What does that mean?
What?
Sceptical.
Oh. It means I wasn't sure about it.
Why not?
Well, because horse whispering seems a bit...
A bit what?
I wasn't sure it would work.
You shouldn't have sent me then.
I didn't. It was Sarah's idea.
Why did you pretend to be interested if you thought that?
Because I am interested.
It doesn't matter.
Alice, there's something I want to tell you.
I'm going to bed.
Alice, are you all right? What's happened?
She went to bed.
Did she tell you about her day?
A little.
So what's the matter?
I don't know.
Oh, God, you didn't tell her about your job.
I haven't even decided yet.
She's not ready for such a big change.
She never will be.
She's a child.
Yes, well, she's not my child.
We've been working with the Army now for probably the best part of a year, and it's been quite interesting. We've been working firstly with the instructors and then starting to work with the cadets. What we're finding a little bit is there's quite a high dropout rate with the new cadets, and one of the things that the Army have been sort of focusing on more is it's quite a macho type environment where they come down quite hard on the cadets, and maybe that's not the best way to go about actually trying to get a lot of new ones coming through. So that's through the work with the horses, and some of what we can offer in our courses is working with the instructors so that they become a little bit more well-rounded and sensitive to a cross-section of lots of different individuals that, especially in today's age, they're not coming off farms quite so much. They haven't got that sort of tough background, and they need to be well-rounded to deal with that sort of type of person.
I haven't been on a bus since school.
There you are, then. Perfect preparation for a learning experience.
I hate Wales.
Have you ever been to Wales?
I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Neither can I. What swung it?
Things Joe said.
Such as?
Oh, you know, my son is afraid of me, and my colleagues don't like me anymore.
She didn't.
She did. She doesn't like me anymore either. Not that she said so.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You think I had it coming.
Well, I think you had it coming, and I'm sorry too.
Multitasking as ever.
Oh.
So, anyway, I thought I might as well come and do this and sit at home watching the walls.
Since when did you ever sit and watch walls?
Oh, I'm bored already.
Whatever business you're in, and whatever level you're at in your workplace or anywhere, most of the meaning we convey happens non-verbally. Great orators understand the effect of the rhythm on language, the tone of what they say, and the way they hold themselves. They know that the meaning they convey at a non-verbal or feeling level is more important than the words themselves when it comes to influencing people.
So where do the horses come in?
Horses, thank you. Greg, isn't it?
Yes.
Horses are a totally honest reflector. If your energy's not right, the horse won't respect or trust you. It won't do anything for you. You have to be congruent, and when you are congruent, you've got your energy and your non-verbal communication in balance. And the horse responds to that as if you're a leader. Now learn it here, apply it elsewhere. We'll take a short break. There'll be a demonstration, then you'll each be assigned a horse. Refreshments that way, and come and ask if you've got any questions.
I thought you'd be full of questions, Sophie.
I get nervous. I can never think of them in the moment.
Why would you be nervous?
How are you doing?
She's nervous.
Shut up, Greg.
Okay.
I'm just not used to horses.
Well, that doesn't matter. In fact, it's an advantage.
But from what you were saying, if the horse picks up that I'm unsure of what I'm doing...
Well, it'll play up and it won't see you as worth its respect. Same as with people. Colleagues, family, whoever. Only they wouldn't be as honest. Or not necessarily.
And they won't rear, or bite you, or bolt, or throw you off their backs.
You won't be riding the horses.
He knows that.
I'm just winding her up.
I can't see how I'd be able to fool a horse if I can't fool myself.
Our horses are very well trained, and I'm sure by the end of the day you...
Rob?
Sorry, yeah, you must excuse me a moment. That there's something I have to go and see. I'll see you in the round yard, Sophie.
Well, if he calls that congruent...
Oh, you're determined to be negative about this, aren't you?
Actually, I think it's shaping up to be quite amusing.
She's not with us.
Who?
That girl he's talking to.
When Rob saw me, he looked so angry. I knew he would, and I waited. And stood very still.
Alice, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be here.
I know.